Sans Pants Radio. This was recorded on the 11th of February 2018 at the Civic Pub in Canberra.
I just noticed my chair doesn't have a back.
Yeah.
And yours do.
Yep.
So when you went to go pick up some of the merch before, Tim, our new good friend that works at the Civic, the sound guy, Tim,
yeah,
pointed out that we have two chairs with backs and one without. And we said, that's
perfect.
Okay. Jackson can have that one.
We have a system.
It's that same kind of philosophy that means I get all of the fold-out beds.
Yeah.
Whenever we travel.
So, or single beds.
So tonight, I have a double bed. I have a double bed. Jack?
I have a single bed. Like a little boy.
Hey, Jackson, where did you sleep in Perth?
On the mattress.
On?
The floor.
Yeah.
In?
The?
The?
Lounge room.
Where did you sleep?
Double bed, mate.
I slept in a single bed, but in my own room. That's weird.
It's scary, the hierarchy here, because like, it's just very noticeable. Anyway, go on.
Hey, everyone, and welcome to a very special live edition of Flumming the Death Star, the first live Flumming the Death Star ever in Canberra.
Woo!
Where we ask the important questions, like, which kaiju would make the best boyfriend? Now, we understand that this topic is going to require a bit of explanation because not everyone knows what a kaiju is straight off the bat. Godzilla.
Yeah.
A King Kong.
Yeah.
A Mecha Godzilla.
A Mothra. Mutos.
Any of the big monsters.
Yeah.
Anyway, King Kong, and I think for this, we should do like a pros and cons.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I say King Kong, cause pro has his own island.
Oh.
Owns property, and that shows responsibility.
Yeah.
He clearly can pay bills.
Yeah, exactly.
Holds a job done, obviously.
Another pro is that he has shown attraction for humans.
Yeah.
So he's going to find me at least, you know, desirable.
That's a I'm assuming...
At least desirable.
At least.
Well, everyone who has ever seen, like, being attracted to a human being finds you at least desirable.
Yeah.
You fucking back yourself pretty hard.
Well, I assume that by the nature of this
quest, Norton,
this guy loves Zammit.
Yeah.
Zammit's a babe.
So that's one out of 60.
That's one out of
62 plus the staff. One out of 65.
We tried to do science class. I don't do math this time.
One after 67. Oh, those odds are dropping.
But we got to assume for the sake of this that we are in a relationship with the kaiju.
Yeah.
Me and King Kong, we've met.
He does find you attractive.
He's like, that guy's a bit of all right.
Yeah.
Or, ooh, 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 because he's a big ape.
Yeah.
But I know what it means. And then after some, you know, fumbling around, some awkward, we'll get to know each other. You're a big ape.
Will they or won't they?
I'm just a guy.
He can hold you like this.
another pro. Hold you like this. Also a thumb, which some of these kaijus don't have. So like opposable thumbs. How he will use that, I don't know.
Picking me up.
But that's neat.
Pro, I'm tiny compared to him.
Pro, you love being small for some
reason. You love being tiny.
I wish I was little.
Oh, you do.
And I hate it.
Not a sex thing.
It's a sex thing. You just haven't convinced me otherwise.
Con, I know I said it was just then a pro, but it is also a con. Huge.
Yeah.
Can't take him anywhere.
Take him to an oval.
Mom, Dad, I'd like you to meet my new boyfriend on an oval.
Yeah.
He's a bit tall.
Don't stare.
Look, maybe this is like a con or maybe a pro for a lot of these kaiju, but, you know, date night's going to be hard because they are all big. However, outdoor cinema, perfect.
Aw. Lovely. Projected onto his back.
Aw. But then he can't
con
see it.
Con for King Kong. Yeah. King Kong con. He can't watch the movie except through a series of mirrors.
Yeah. So I'm assuming you guys are at the back sitting down, which is good for him, but you might not be able to see it.
Pro cozy.
He can hold him.
Con smells like a gorilla.
Yeah. Pro, gorilla musk.
Con yells like a gorilla.
Yeah, like, communication's hard with King Kong.
Pro, lovely Kong-like sounds putting you to sleep.
It's very funny to imagine me, like, curled up in his hand, and he's just like...
Give you know when those Kongs, like, you know, not those Kongs, but those apes, they're all curious and shit. Like,
Pro, little ape kisses.
Little ape kisses.
Con, filthy ape breath.
Pro, and this will come into it, I think, the more we go on. Lips. Has lips.
It's very
he fucking
funny.
Does.
But King Kong is getting by very well by the fact that he kind of looks like a human. Like he's got the features of a human being.
Yes.
Other things, less so.
Yes. Hello.
Hello.
You all right?
You're all good?
Do you want to you coming in?
You want to come in? You can.
Okay, yeah. No,
all right. Have a good one.
Bye.
See you around, new best friend.
She was lovely.
Illy.
She was.
Let's see. What else we got for
Con? Doesn't have a house. Just has an island. Where
lives in a skull sometimes.
Pro.
Do we live in the skull? I haven't seen Kong Skull Island.
Pro, though, he himself is shelter for you.
Ah.
Is a house.
Who doesn't want a boyfriend that's a house?
Con, obsessed with, like, tall things.
Yeah.
He's a big thing that loves bigger things.
Yeah.
Con,
he might leave you for a building.
We'll be sitting down having a nice dinner. Are we eating like this? Are we eating with like tiny little, you know? Yeah, and then he'll just whoop up the Empire State.
And then we'll be like, so how is your day? And off he goes.
And
just climbs.
There's nothing more embarrassing than being in the middle of the street and being like, get down!
Yeah.
And everyone's like, is that your boyfriend up there?
Yeah. Oh my God, control your boyfriend.
He just likes fighting planes. Leave him alone.
Con. Wanted by the US government.
Can we start saying Kong instead of Con?
I've been wanting to for the last long. 10 minutes!
Pros and Kongs.
Yes, Kong, he's wanted by the US government.
Yep.
That is a big Kong.
It's a huge Kong.
That's trouble.
And yeah,
that's a big Kong.
Also, like going back to his smell, it can be Kong Pong.
Yeah, okay. War. Well done.
Yep, thanks.
Thank you. I imagine snuggling up to him being like really cozy.
Mm.
But then I remember that I feel like a gorilla's fur is real wiry.
Oh, scratchy.
Like bristles, yeah?
Yeah.
Like
a
cuddling
pig.
A toothbrush.
And because he's so big, those like his like hairs would be like kind of ropes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Climb him. Yeah.
Kong, if I kiss him, he might eat me.
Yeah.
I might be like, kiss a little kiss, Kong. Oh, no, dead.
Yeah. Another Kong is that he does like the taste of man flesh.
Yeah, that's true.
Pro war.
Brutal. Metal.
Very metal.
Somebody was like, aw. Metal as fuck.
That's nice.
Kong has no parents. Trouble.
I don't know if that's a Kong.
A Kong or a pro.
That's it's just a fact.
It's a Kong for him.
Yeah. Like, you were raised wrong. Yeah. And we never bring that up as a pro or a Kong.
Yeah. Is it like what? You're saying Kong, he's an orphan?
Well, I mean, Kong in that, like, that's something we're going to have to work through together. I mean, obviously, I bring my own, you know, my baggage to the table.
Well,
but so does King Kong.
Their baggage. I mean, that's not really much a Kong.
Yeah, but King Kong's like, I'm the last of my kind.
Yeah.
That's heavy shit.
That is heavy. But because you love each other, you can work
I don't know if
together.
You're the right man for Kong.
Yeah.
You're clearly not very understanding.
Yeah.
Oh,
my God.
Saying,
shut the fuck up with your issues. Oh, ooh, ooh, ooh. Yeah. My parents are dead.
Yeah.
That's rude.
That's shit, I gotta
take, have the Kong.
I got to take a long, hard look in the mirror if I'm not accepting King Kong's problems. Kong, like, it's good that he lives on an island, but isolated.
Mm.
Where are we going? There's no, like, fucking restaurants on the island.
Pro can see him wrestle a giant lizard.
Is that a pro?
I mean, it's not a Kong.
That's
entertainment.
True. Pro,
although,
strong. Beefcake.
Beefcake.
Oh, protects you.
Hunk.
Hunk.
King Kong is a hunk.
Yeah.
It pains me to say it.
He's a hunky boy. And again, he would protect you.
Yeah.
Anything coming your way, he will try and defend you.
Yeah, Kong, that island's full of evil lizards.
Yeah, but guess who's protecting you?
Kong.
It's a tough one, that. Kong, I probably can't take him to live with me. I have to live with him.
Yeah, yeah.
Also,
unless
what
you live in maybe like an oval.
If I brought King Kong, say I was like, guys, you're going to meet my new boyfriend.
Yep.
Look, me and him, we've been dating for a couple of weeks. I've been to his island.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Slept in
an island.
I know, ooh. I know. You would think.
I would think.
Yeah,
that.
Well, again, don't hold your judgment. I slept in a skull.
Rich in experience.
You know, he's in great shape.
We missed his skull?
Yeah, he's on his island.
Oh, I forgot we're mum and dad.
No, skull? In my mind, it was just you guys, but no, I guess no. It could be my parents.
Yes, son?
So,
it's
yeah.
It's a shame we raised you wrong. But
I'm so sorry.
I slept in a skull.
Yes.
But that was all he
what
had.
What kind of skull? Sorry.
It was a skull.
Was it clean?
I think it was his dad's.
His dad's skull. This is not good.
But he's lovely. He's in great shape.
Honey,
he exercises.
We fucked up.
Honey, we fucked up the kid. Yes, we definitely raised him wrong.
He takes care of me. He doesn't have a job, but he kind of doesn't need one.
Yes. So,
but not again, you'd
what
think.
What was his name, sorry?
Kong.
First name?
King?
So a monarch. Ooh.
What? No, I think that might just be his name. Oh. Actually, that's just the name the natives of the island gave him.
So is he a king of the Kongs, or is his name...
Well, he's actually, mum and dad, this is very sad, but he's actually orphaned.
Oh,
no, that's so sad.
And I was looking forward to meeting his parents.
Well, he's... Yeah. And one more...
We could go lunching or something.
This might be a big surprise. Yes. He's a big ape.
Honey, we fucked up. Right.
Do you approve of Kong?
Well, okay, that's probably a good judging way. Do we approve of Kong? So I mean, heard all the pros, we've heard all the Kongs.
Let's see. Like, first off, you know, he has property.
He treats me right.
Treats you right, protective.
We need to discuss this.
Yeah. He is a king, so that assumes
that's
royalty.
That's good, yeah.
An island.
Does that make me Queen Kong?
Yes.
That's good.
However, giant ape.
Yeah. But
key.
Free vacations.
Ooh, free vacations.
I should let you know, mum and dad, the island's full of big lizards with only two legs.
Plus, you know, look at him have a house.
Yeah, look, he's...
I saw a big water buffalo last time I was there.
He could use a bit more exposure to the sun.
He,
yeah,
he needs to go outside. Maybe it's like learning experience.
Bit of exercise?
Yeah.
Mum and dad, you're rude.
Shut up, son.
We fucked up, and this is us repenting.
So what do you think? Do you approve of Kong?
I kind of do approve of Kong.
Hang on. Well, we've got a lot of parents here tonight. The audience.
Yeah.
Your parents.
Yep.
Do we approve of Kong? Who? That was a no.
Yeah. That was a lot of no's. That was a resounding couple of yeses, but a lot of no's there.
Which...
Yeah.
Yes, I approve of Kong on three.
Three, two, one. Yes, I approve of Kong. And no, I do not approve of Kong.
Three, two, one.
No, I do not approve of Kong.
That's almost 50-50, because the people that said yes were far more excited to say yes.
What intrigues me if it's 50-50 is what's the decider? There's something that half the audience is like, nope, and half the audience is like, hell yes.
Kong, hell yeah. All right, look.
Yeah.
You've had your chance with Kong.
Yeah.
But I think you've really taken away from my new boyfriend.
Okay.
Godzilla.
Godzilla.
Okay. Godzilla.
Kong, angry.
Pro, like you had a king, I've got a god. And I don't want to compare our boyfriends, but... It's in the name.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Kong, is he a god or is it just a Godzilla?
Is he a god of the Zillas?
Is he a Zilla?
Question, what are Zillas?
And when you're introducing him to mom and dad, you're like, this is Zilla, first name, God.
Kong, scaly.
Yeah,
Kong,
a lizard.
Lizard. Kong, cold-blooded. Kong, you're going to have to spend a lot in heat lamps.
Yep. Kong can't go out in the winter because he's asleep.
Yeah. Like, Kong lives under the sea.
Kong hates Japan for some reason.
Kong fire breath.
Kong sometimes poison breath.
Pro loves the military. Kong loves the military. Bit too much.
Pro fights other kaijus. Again, aggressive man.
Yeah. Yeah, Kong, he's the kind of like man that's going to like pick fights on a Friday night.
Exactly.
He's going to be
like King Kong?
Well, King Kong's defending my honour. Fucking Godzilla's like, did that cunt say something? I'll fucking get him.
The two of us.
Godzilla, no! And then he's going to spit on some guy in the back row. And I'm like, oh, this is so embarrassing.
I feel like...
I'm into it. Prove you love me by beating up everyone.
All right, if you're like...
Blow up Japan for me.
If you're that
I wasn't planning on going there, so who cares?
All right, look, if you're that kind of like trashy, you know, trashy bae who's like, you know, you got to prove me honor, love, all right? You got to smash that fucking piece of shit over there.
Do you see
He's been looking at me all night.
Do you see the boy that came home with Jackson the other night? King Kong. Prove you better than him.
Go fight him.
I imagine me and King Kong are sitting at a table like this and he's like stroking my head. And Godzilla's like, oh! And King Kong's like, ooh! I'm like, ignore it, babe, ignore it, babe. He's like, ooh. Hey, he's just out. He wants to pick a fight. Don't worry about it. We're having a lovely night. Yeah. Mate, fuck off. We're having a nice night.
Oi, you say something to my boyfriend?
I like to imagine just me and you fight. Fuck you.
Oi, be nice.
Fucking Kong holding you back.
I'm going to kill him, Kong.
Oh, King Kong. Have you met Godzilla? So King, hey, oh, that's quaint. Nice outfit. Does it come in matching? Ah, that was dumb.
You're rude.
Yeah, so it turns out we're the problem. We're the biggest Kong of all.
Yeah, yeah. You've just led a giant lizard through like downtown, I don't know, Canberra.
Yeah.
There's not much to destroy.
And it's funny to imagine King or any of them just getting like, they're like, oh, that took me like 5 minutes and I guess I'll just turn around and do it again.
Oh, skyscraper.
Oh. Huh. Hi, sorry, I'm Godzilla. I'm new here. Can you point me in the direction of the city? Oh, I'm in it. Ah.
Oh, my God.
Do you have a tall building I can climb? I'd love to... Oh.
I saw the Telstra Tower today and was like, what is that? And then they were like, Telstra Tower.
We thought
Tower.
It might have been a monument. We were like, what's that tall thing? And it turns out just a Telstra Tower.
So,
yeah.
It's on a hill, though. That makes it bigger, and that's good.
But see, there's the difference between our boyfriends is that I imagine going back in the taxi somehow with Kong.
A maxi taxi.
And we're just having a nice chat, but it's silence with you and Godzilla.
I think he's probably screeching.
Yeah, okay. I know.
I know.
Let me pat your scaly face.
You almost had him.
This is good.
Yeah, because that's what you're doing. You're like, you could have had him. It's true. Yeah, if you'd just gotten in.
I know you love me, babe. It's fine. It's fine. I mean, next time you could probably get him.
Just saying.
That's fine. I get it.
Yeah. Maybe if you love me, you'd hit him.
Maybe we should go to Japan.
What are some other pros and cons with old Godzilla?
He has a head that is just looks like it'd be fun to pat. It's very like flat. not the American rebooted one because he's got a pointy head. That would be bad to pat. They like God like
yeah,
Kong.
I know the one
there's a
mean.
Lot of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got Godzilla, you got Mecha Godzilla, you got Mini Godzilla.
Has anyone ever had a problem of having too many boyfriends?
Well, I don't think you can date Godzilla and Mechagodzilla at the same time.
Because that's like dating
I'm
so
sorry. I got you confused.
I got you confused. You're identical.
That's like you're dating a twin. You're dating a guy and you're dating a robot of that guy. And you're like, I thought you were a twin.
What?
I don't
that's
know.
Crazy.
Have you seen Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey? That happens.
Also, Mechagodzilla is like, he's a robot.
Yeah,
like,
it's very
Godzilla
obvious.
Can feel. Mechagodzilla cannot.
You're colder than usual today. Yeah. And squarish.
You have more angular edges today, Godzilla.
And you made a metal today. That's cool.
Kong, you have someone that built another version of your boyfriend.
Mm. Oh, that's...
Who? Kong Kong petition.
How did Mecha Godzilla come about?
That's weird if I'm dating Godzilla, because that seems like... It would be like if you took your partner to meet your friends, and then one day your friend rocked up with, like, a robot version of your partner.
Yeah, that... I'd be like,
are you...
I mean, he's great.
What are you doing with that robot?
Like if Zamet rocked up with Mecha Godzilla to the triple date we're having?
I'd be like, what?
Can't wait to meet Zamet's new boyfriend, and he comes up, and we're just like, what the fuck? Holy fucking... That's fucking Godzilla again.
That's just a robot of mine. That's my fella.
That's your boo.
I mean, I don't want to be cross, but do you reckon he's fucking it?
Yes. Yes, I am.
I think he can hear us.
Stop listening.
Hey, at least with Mechagodzilla, you can make it module so things can fit.
Yeah, that's true. Kong, and let's not get too graphic, lovemaking hard.
Godzilla. Lovemaking hard.
Godzilla, God knows what's going on there.
I'll figure it out.
Like, again, he's pressed on his belly.
Hey, well, actually, and again, I didn't. Why are we here again? So, gorillas.
I brought it up this time, and I shouldn't have.
Have the smallest penis of any ape.
That's true.
So that's kind of a pro.
So, hang on. King Kong will have the smallest penis.
Wait,
of
kind
all
of a problem.
No, a pro, a pro, a pro. Oh, pro.
I think it's kind of a problem. I was like, Jesus,
you fucking size queen, yeah, Jack.
Like, no, hang on.
I like him big. I don't know.
I just want to like backtrack. Why did you both know that?
What?
I have told Zamet in the
past. So the same
independent
reason,
research.
The same reason that I now know that.
Yeah,
okay.
Jack
cool.
told me.
Yeah.
Yes, do you think if Zamet turned up with Mechagodzilla, we'd bring it up?
You should. It's weird.
How, we're like, Zamet.
Yeah.
Now that the fellas have gone for, I don't know, whatever. They're just having kaiju chats.
They've gone to Japan.
So do I have to pretend that it's okay? Because, like, I think it's fucked. But, like, for this, I'll be like, what?
Look, me and Dusha were chatting.
Yeah.
We just think it's a bit weird that your boyfriend
is a robot version of my boyfriend.
Yeah. Because it's kind of in the name.
Well, I know, but you've been telling me how great Godzilla is. Yeah. And I thought, you know.
Yeah.
Look, okay, I've got another question. Are you fucking it? Because that makes it worse.
Like, if you're just are you fucking Godzilla?
Oh, we're in a loving relationship.
Me and Mecha Godzilla are in a loving relationship.
Yeah, that makes it worse for me.
Why? We're in love.
Mm.
Do you want... Do you want to confer again? Yeah. He's thrown me.
I'm going to level with you. I don't like this.
I just don't know what to say. Yeah, like, all I want to say is don't.
Yeah, you'd be like, you can't clone someone that your friend's dating and then
it's
think it's fine to then date
fuck.
Them.
But it's also kind of like, you know the phrase, don't cut someone else's lunch.
Yeah.
It's like Zamet made the exact same sandwich you did.
But out of metal.
It's like, it's
I
different.
I just like it's steel.
It's different. This one's metal.
Steel and grey.
I think let's just cut him out of the group.
Yeah, yeah.
Probably for the best.
Goodbye.
Fair.
Are there any other Kongs or pros with the old Godzillery? You know, it's not really a Kong.
Pro can ride him in the ocean like a surfboard.
And it's nice to imagine him lying on his back and you just like with a deck chair and a cocktail on his chest.
You get an island. I can have an island wherever I want.
That's true. And my island is big and lonely. And when King Kong's out King Konging, I'm just sitting there like, there's no TV or electricity.
Yeah, well, I'm like, there's no TV or electricity, but I'm on my boyfriend. So I guess that's nice.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm...
Wait.
Yes.
Oh, parents?
That's right. Parents?
Do you approve of Godzilla?
So, yes.
3, 2, 1. Yeah. Yes. And then we'll do the no as well.
All right. 3, 2, 1.
3, 2, 1.
Yes, I approve.
Oh.
Just want to double check.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, let's have a quick 3, 2, 1.
Hang on. I'll get closer so I can hear them because that was very quiet.
That was a bit quiet. Yeah, maybe, maybe the microphone's broken or something.
Hang on. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just try again.
Yeah, so, 3, 2, 1.
Yes, I approve of Godzilla.
I think I can put it out. It's three guys.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
And now while I'm here, so we'll go for the no.
Yeah, sure.
No.
Go for the nose. Just in case.
Yeah, just in case it's more than yes.
All right. Yeah. 3, 2, 1.
No.
Yeah. Look.
I've always been a rebel. I hate my parents, so I'm gonna keep dating him.
Mum and Dad, you did the wrong thing.
Now it's great to imagine Godzilla turning up on a motorbike and a leather jacket. You hopping on in a pair of Daisy Dukes being like, catch around, Mum and Dad.
Eat shit, Mum and Dad.
He loves me.
I smoke a pack a day now too. Fuck ya. Anyway.
Godzilla shouldn't smoke, but he's got big lungs, so...
He can smoke apes.
He can eat a pack.
He can just, like, pick up a building and smoke a building, you know?
Smoke a chimney.
If you throw a packet of cigarettes down Godzilla's throat, if you're in one of the helicopters and you're like, whoop, he'd just be like, oh, I'd just go down.
The lung, he'll get cancer eventually. So that's not how cigarettes work.
One day there just won't be an attack. You'll be like, yes.
Or he'll be like,
every time he attacks and he starts coughing, you're like, yeah, it's happening.
But that's stressful because if he coughs, every time he coughs, like, it's like a laser.
You know, a little hanky. He's like,
Poor Godzilla.
Poor Godzilla.
Rest in peace.
That's what the habit will do to you. Sam?
So as much as you guys seem to want me to build a Mecha Godzilla, I'm going to go...
I think you missed the memo or not. I wanted it or not.
I'm going to go with one of the Mutos from the American reboot. Remake.
Okay.
So who's seen that Godzilla film?
That's what I love to
see. Yeah, good.
It's bad.
Aaron Taylor Johnson running around for a whole film. Exactly what I wanted to see.
Oh,
no.
Oh, this movie's got Bryan Cranston. Are you dead? Oh, great. That was a good fucking decision, wasn't
it,
execs?
That seems like a spoiler, but it happens in like the first 20 minutes.
Oh, because he was in all the ads. Great.
He was interesting, too. Let's kill him.
Yeah, no. Oh, his wife. Oh, no. There. Oh, this is going to be... Nah, bad. He's stupid.
So tell us about the Mutos. Anyway, who are these cons?
The Mutos. really, the true hero of the Godzilla film, even though they're painted in a very poor light.
Yeah.
But they're very good. Their environment... You know, things about the environment. They're going around the world and trying to get rid of any, like, nuclear warheads.
So,
you know,
hippies. Poo!
Kong, get a job.
Kong, cut your hair. I hate Muto.
So, you know, they are like looking out and trying to save the environment, but I understand some people might not like this.
Yeah. Kong, square.
And now I know you guys are trying to be like, I want the best boyfriend. We know we've got like the bad boy over here.
Yeah.
But look, I'm a bit older than you guys.
Okay.
And I'm looking for someone to settle down. You know? And the Mutos, all they want to do is raise a family.
And I don't think they want to raise your family.
They're dating me now, all right? Okay? It's fine.
Do they
fine.
Reproduce asexually?
Well, I don't know, but I'm happy to find out.
Kong, any way you have a baby will be bad.
Literally, any way.
Whether they make you pregnant, whether you make them pregnant.
But it's nice to imagine a giant, like, you know, Muto. I'm like, put a baby in me!
Pro, if they put a baby in him, dead.
Pro, yes.
That unpleasant.
It's fucked up to imagine Zammit coming up to us with a stroller and we're like there with our boyfriends and we're like, oh, you got a baby. And Zammit just reveals this hideous half human of him. We're like, oh, fuck. Can it reproduce? Or is it like a mule? That's a terrible thing to say to a parent.
Hey, want to meet my baby? Sure. Jesus.
You got one of them mule boys?
You leave little Franklin alone.
Salmon had a fucking mule.
Yeah, that's fucked. At least I'm glad he's just not dating my boyfriend again. But now, instead, he's dating my boyfriend's nemesis.
Nemesis, your boyfriend attacked my boyfriend first. We were just trying to build a fucking house.
My boyfriend hates lamers.
My boyfriend hates hippies.
Kong, our boyfriends are tearing us apart. Kong, you're now involved in your boyfriend's beefs. Trouble. Godzilla's like,
I just
like,
want to raise a family.
Yeah, exactly. But the mutants are like, ooh, we got to fight Godzilla. We got to get all the nuclear power. You're like, I want a kid.
Yeah. I'm looking after little
Kong.
Franklin,
yeah. No mouth to kiss.
They have a mouth. It's just snappy and like a bug. Kong, it have a mouth, but it's snappy and like a bug. Bro, have a mouth.
That may come in handy, I suppose.
Kong, no lips.
Told you lips would be a good one.
Kong, no opposable thumbs. Same with your buddy.
Yeah. Kong's looking pretty good right now.
Oh, wait, no. Godzilla does have opposable thumbs.
He does. He has little whips.
Oh, that's all right. Yeah, well,
your guy's got, like, pincers, yeah?
They do. Like, and wings.
He kind of looks like a water bug.
That is unpleasant. Mm.
Kong, no, pro, can fly.
Can fly. Mm. Kong... not immune to, like, fire breath. Kong.
As in you're not or it's not?
It's not. Kong gets killed by Godzilla.
Kong, now you're involved in a legal battle against Godzilla. Kong for you too.
Yeah. Your boyfriend killed my boyfriend and my baby daddy.
I dispute these claims.
Me and Godzilla are just like on a couch watching TV. I'm like, thank God you're just like a homebody. King Kong, not Godzilla. I wasn't fucking your man. I'm sorry.
Man, everyone is cutting your lunch, JD. I guess Godzilla's a big man to please. Maybe he needs us.
He doesn't.
Fair.
Any other pros and cons for the Mutos?
A lot of cons, not as many pros.
Yeah, I can't really think of any.
I mean, you might break the record for the three.
I said,
that's
like,
going to be hard to beat.
Family, man. You know, think of the environment. Sure, think about our future. Sure. I mean, sure, you got like short-term goals. Maybe not Kong, because Kong's, like, you know, he's a forward thinker. He's invested. You know,
he's got that mammal
brain.
All Godzilla's thinking about is like, when will I eat fish
yeah,
next?
Yeah, yeah, lizard brain. Whereas like the Mutos, sure, they've got insect brain. Yeah. But that insect brain wants to mate.
Rest
no, I'm
peace.
Happy about this. I want a baby. Yeah. Nah. Good.
Kong.
It's sad that our friend died in a terrible sex accident. In probably involving pincers and wings.
Well, one lays
Kong.
Wait, hang on. One lays eggs, yeah? So
yeah.
How do insects... Fuck.
One of them puts their business in the other one. The other one... No, one of them lays eggs.
Do they the other like, one... Is it like an egg thing and I just... onto the... Eggs.
Because
I can do that.
And I'm going to Kong for that.
Yeah.
Boring.
Also, Kong, your jizz is not going to make bug babies. That's just like some jizzed up eggs.
I guess it's going to have a lot.
Kong.
I'm going to be dehydrated. Kong, going to have to eat a lot of oranges.
Kong, the Muto's going to be like, tick, tick, tick. And be like, this, it's just eggs covered in jizz. There's no babies coming.
Give me five, Muto.
Kong, very unpleasant.
Kong, you're basically impotent in this situation.
Not impotent, barren.
There's a lot of different. Kongs. Even your pros are Kongs. All right, shall we put it to the mums and dads?
Hey, mum and
hey,
dad.
Hey, mum and dad. So, I'm in love.
Your son's been jizzing on some eggs, and it's time to put your foot down. All right.
So, same as before. Yes, first. No, second.
Okay.
Yes. Three, two, one. What?
What the fuck?
There was silence, and I was like, perfect. We're going to get zero. Then, like, 10 people. What
you
the
want
fuck?
Zammit to be jizzing on eggs more than you want Dusha to be in a bad boy relationship smoking cigarettes with Godzilla.
Kissing
because they
heads.
Know the Muto has a future.
Godzilla's just going to end up working at the same place as where he's going to be at a bar and he's
Godzilla's
58
gonna, like, I don't know, yeah, work at Subway and sell heroin on the side.
He's no good for you.
He is no good for you.
All right, let's find out who's against the Mutos.
And for the nose.
3, 2, 1.
Fuck, I couldn't hear a thing.
Thank God, basically. All right, can we think of any other kaiju?
No, but...
That one with wings. Like a Mothra?
Mothra?
Khan loves the sun. Like every Mothra, one day fly into it and die.
Khan killed by Godzilla.
Kong get killed by Godzilla. I'm
sorry,
so sorry.
My mistake.
Come on.
Kong killed by Godzilla. Kong touching moths is gross. Kong
pro.
Fucking a lizard. I want to fuck a lizard. fucking an insect again.
Pro, covered in a fine gosm.
That's
is that,
definitely
is that
a,
what moths have?
That's definitely
it's
a Kong.
More of a dust than a gossamer.
Kong dusty.
Kong dusty.
Kong, if you fall on one of its wings, you might pierce the wing and then it's like, well, I can never fly again.
Oh. Kong, easy to squash.
Pro, it's got a proboscis.
Kong, it's got a proboscis.
No lips.
No lips.
It has, like, the polar opposite of lips, which is a proboscis.
You want to give me a kitten?
Lips and right down the other end, proboscis. Lizard mouth, wolf mouth.
Gaping hole, dead in the center.
Dead in the center. Worm mouth. That's the mouth chart for anybody playing at home.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mothra is a...
Poor choice.
Choice.
I don't even think we should put it.
No.
We've made the decision.
Quickly, because I can speak for myself. I've run out of kaiju.
Just like, isn't there, there's a three-headed thing?
What?
You know the three-headed thing? Three-head. Gigawatts. A three-headed.
I think any kaiju, a kaiju is basically defined as a very big thing.
A big thing.
So I'm going to say Big Ben.
Good
is
choice.
Is a clock.
Pro is a clock. It helps me tell the time.
Two.
Pro has a face. Kong. No lips. But Kong, not digital. Kong, you know, it's analog in a digital
age. In the past.
You know what I mean?
Kong can't move.
Bro has hands.
Kong has hands that go into set motion. If we're going to have any hand holding or any other kind of hand activity, I have to be doing all the work.
Kong.
Pro, though, you know he's going to keep to a schedule.
Kong Bong.
Kong.
Yes.
No dick.
Pro, I can live in him. You can live on Godzilla. I can live in Big Ben. And if anybody tries to stop me, I'm like, actually, this is my boyfriend, so can you please get the fuck out of here?
Kong sometimes closed for maintenance.
Kong, everyone be looking at your boyfriend.
Pro, for the maintenance thing, distance is sometimes good for a relationship. Like, are you seeing Big Ben soon? I'm like, nah, he's having maintenance done, so, you know, we're having a bit of a break. Like, whatever, it's cool. Yeah. Oh, that sounds like we're on the rocks.
It does, man, it does.
Kong, big age gap.
Kong. Pro, mature.
Kong can't travel.
Yeah, that is a shame.
Yeah. Well, he's accepted.
I said that with such sincerity. It's like, I hate it. But we're making
really
do.
To go
we're
like
making
Fiji,
do.
But like, hey.
What other pros are there? Pros, you know, he's got class.
Pros, a lot of history there.
Yeah, pro posh.
Very posh.
Yeah.
Bongs with a British accent.
Yes.
No, he does.
I want to be like Le Bong, but that's
French.
Bong. Bong, bong, bong.
Bong, bong. Bong, bong.
I love the Queen.
Kong belongs to the Queen.
Yeah. Don't we all kind of belong to the Queen?
It's weird to date someone that specifically does, though.
It's like, yeah, just so you know, I belong to the Queen. It's like, yeah, I mean, technically, we're Australian. We do too. No.
Literally.
I belong.
She owns me.
I am her property.
Oh. Mm. Is that going to be an issue? Well, it shouldn't be, but I'm just letting you know. I don't like my relationship with Big Ben.
Yeah, like...
He seems rude.
Like it's not great.
He seems to kind of... Kong treats me like a child.
Yeah. Yeah, I think Big Ben is getting more out of it than you are. It seems that you got to do all the compromises.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
Know, compromise should be 50-50. This is all your, you know, your
I'm the one who has to move so that I can hold his hand.
Yeah.
And he's quick. You
got to hold his hand on his schedule.
And plus, if I'm holding his hand, I'm on a clock face dangling miles above the street.
And he doesn't care.
And he just keeps moving.
I know. No consideration.
It seems like he's trying to shake you, to be honest.
What if I fall and die?
Exactly. What
He'll
if?
He'll just keep ticking, and that's bad.
He won't even stop to notice.
Fuck.
Look, Big Ben seems fine, but it seems like he does not love you.
You're good friends.
Yeah. Big Ben is bad for you. You know, I think this is a toxic relationship.
I think I've got to leave Big Ben. I don't even.
You had to leave Big Ben.
I'm gonna break up with him.
Good.
No, that's good. That's
Kong.
Good.
If I ever go to like London, he's there.
He's all
hard to avoid.
It's very hard to avoid. Unless doing maintenance.
And also, like, kind of is easy to avoid. I mean, I haven't seen him in real life, and I was there.
Yeah.
That's you know true, what? Actually,
yeah. Pro, look away.
Yeah, that's true.
Pro, easy to blank.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Just walk by like, yeah, whatever.
He won't be at the clubs.
He's like, bong, bong, but it's a sad bong.
He's just a bong, bong, bong.
Bong. He's whispering to the London Bridge like, Jackson didn't even fucking acknowledge me. What the fuck? London Bridge is like, fuck off, mate.
His hands making a frown.
Bong.
Anyway. Oh, yeah, Kong, if he gets depressed, I've ruined time for... Well, like, but not ruined. I haven't fucked up the space-time continuum. I just mean, like...
All the Londoners are going to be confused.
They're going to be like, why is our clock sat?
What is the time? I don't know. Shit.
It's me, the Queen. Everybody, I'm so sorry, but the clock is... the Big Ben is depressed. Could we, the British people, all give it a big hug?
And maybe take him out to, I don't know, with strippers.
Jackson Bailey, you've made our clock sad. This
beheaded.
Is the last time.
And that's where the issue of Big Ben being owned by the Queen finally comes into play.
Yeah, I never thought it would, but now I'm beheaded.
Yeah. Your last note, like, head comes off. Last note, you're like, oh. Dead.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, if being a kaiju is defined by being a big thing,
yeah.
You got to think bigger than Big Ben. You got to think the moon.
Oh.
Kong long distance.
Pro, always there for me at night.
Kong has little dudes on him sometimes.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah.
You're having a chat. You're like, who are these guys? He's like, I don't fucking know. Just some guys. Yeah.
Kong once was like almost destroyed by the US government.
Mm. Weren't we all?
Fair.
Pro has a face.
Kong, not a good one.
Bro, I'd be the handsomer one.
Kong isn't made of cheese. Kong just made of bloody moon rocks.
Kong, hard to date. Like, if you're at a restaurant and I'm like, oh, you're just here by yourself. You're like, no. I'm with my boyfriend. And I'm like, okay.
He seems distant.
He's not saying much to you, dude.
Kong.
Well, I'm just saying that to your face.
You're a rude waiter.
Waiter? In this scenario, I was your friend.
Why are you
delegated
on a date?
Me to the waiter.
Why are you on our date?
I was just passing by. I had other places to be.
Were you passing by because you were carrying dishes to another plate at another table because you're a waiter?
In my mind, we were still in London. That's the weirdest thing.
Yeah.
In my mind, we're in... Actually, in my mind, I imagined the Eiffel Tower, so I guess we're in France now.
I also assumed you were a waiter. Sorry, man.
Why?
I don't know. Kong, your moon is going to appear in like a lot of other people's dates.
Yeah. Mm. I could say I'm dating the moon.
Boo. No, you're not. I am.
But mate,
I can be like, no, well, he's here with me.
I'm dating the moon.
Why is everyone cutting my lunch? You're rude, friends. Are you going to build
a robot
moon?
I'm just proving a point, Dusha, that the moon doesn't love you. I think you're in a toxic relationship.
Kong, the moon fluctuates in shape and size.
Yeah.
I don't know how that affects the relationship, but it's weird.
That's all right. Yeah. Like, we all go through our changes.
Feeling crescent tonight, darling?
Oh, that's nice.
Is it?
I think.
Pros controls the tides.
Controls the sea. Powerful.
Who isn't
very
attracted to
powerful.
Power? Power is sexy.
Very sexy.
Kong will one day crash into Earth and kill us all.
Yeah.
Because his orbit's getting smaller.
Yeah.
Pro.
Yeah.
Kong is the Earth's baby. So you're living on his mum.
Oh, yeah, not into that.
Kong, you're always, every time you're dating, you're on a date with the moon. You're on a date with his mum too. His mum comes to every date. That's the worst.
That is the worst.
She's like, are you treating my boy right?
You're absolutely.
Like, that's funny because I imagine a mouth opening in the street. Cars falling into it. Ah, people, you're like, I got to stop making this earth talk.
Hush, mum.
Kong, you got to deal with the jealous exes, i.e., astronauts
Neil.
And Neil.
NASA.
NASA's going to be on your dick being like, what's your boyfriend up to? And you're like, I don't know, fuck, he's doing his thing.
Kong, NASA now has to contact you if they want to go on.
Yeah.
Hey, it's just me, Jackson, from NASA. I am from NASA.
Hi.
I'm not just a friend.
or a waiter.
Or a waiter. I'm from NASA. Hey, we're planning another expedition to your boyfriend.
Whoa, absolutely not.
Why? We just want to collect some rocks.
What the fuck? I didn't come in and visit your wife and be like, hey, I just need to collect a sample.
Well, that's gross.
Well, yeah, but my wife doesn't have amazing new things that might help, you know, shape
Well, have
science.
You looked?
And that is an awful way to talk about your wife.
Maybe if you paid her attention every now and again.
Maybe if you weren't married to the job.
Maybe if you treated her right.
Click. I like to imagine the other NASA like people are like, how'd it go? Yeah, no bad again. There was another guy on the line.
Are you going to call your wife again?
Yeah.
Hey, honey, I'm sorry. I just stopped calling. Like, this is the fifth time. I'm fine. I love you just as much as the moon.
I please you, right?
Yeah. You're a good husband.
I'm a good,
I'm not at my job too much, yeah?
Kong, you make that guy say
it. Bro, it's you.
I forgot it was me. Oh, my God.
You're still thinking you're waiting.
Kong, lovemaking hard.
Kong, pro, not impossible.
Still hard, though.
Kong, you got to work with NASA to get anything done. You have to flip it and be like, hey, NASA, I'd like to...
I'd like to
plow my boyfriend.
It's Joel Dusha. Needs something from NASA, does he?
Yes.
Well, let's think about it. We'll get back to you. Click. The fuck he wants to fuck is... We're not going to let him. Oh, we'll let him stew. We will let him. We're not monsters.
We want to get up there ourselves.
This is good bargaining.
Yeah. I guess
can we come?
I mean, can we?
Like, when you're fucking the moon, can we just be on the other side collecting samples?
And presumably when you come, I guess.
I just imagine you drill a hole in.
Yeah, it's like, Kong, you got to drill a hole in your boyfriend. Or build a monument.
Yeah.
But like I don't know.
Get one of those suction cup dildos and just...
Yeah,
just
bang.
It's great. That's a
Here
very good
we
image.
Go!
You in the background, kind of out of focus, as astronauts come in this direction, you just slap down a dildo.
So if I... If I went to like, see you fellas.
Enjoy your stay.
If I went to like a mountainside.
Yeah.
And just like plonked like a dildo on the side.
Yeah.
Yep.
And fucked that dildo.
Yeah.
You fucked a mountain.
You fucked a mountain.
You fucked a mountain. The earth.
No, you fucked a mountain, fucked my friend.
If you put it just on the ground.
You fucked earth.
Yeah. Cool. Can I got another one.
Yeah.
Another one.
Another.
Matt, the job. Because you said before, I'm married to the job. So I want my boyfriend to be the job.
I mean, it can be big.
That's big. The job's big.
Yeah.
Especially if it's a big job.
Yeah.
Let's call it, what's the biggest job I can think of? You got to clean out a pool full of trash. That's a big job. If we had a swimming pool full of garbage.
Like an Olympic size
swimming
pool?
Yeah, and I was like, we got to clean this out. Are you not going to be like, fuck, that's a big job. And I'm like,
okay,
that's
Kong.
Right, and I'm married to it.
Kong, it's full of garbage.
Bro, I'm going to fix him. He's a fixer-upper.
Kong, once you fix it, you're done.
Oh, that's
job's
true.
Done.
The job's done.
Flash in the pan relationship. But while it's happening, it's good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But like, it's
no,
over.
It's not. It there's smells bad and it's full of garbage.
Kong, there. I feel accomplished and I've grown afterwards.
That's a pro.
It's a pro for you, but unfortunately, the job's done. It's gone. I mean, look, it's a nice growing experience.
Pick a recurring job.
That's my job then. I go to Olympic-sized swimming pools to clean up trash.
Kong, I guess you are also now filling Olympic-sized swimming pools of trash just to feel something again?
I guess not every job's the same, is it?
Yeah.
I'm married to like the global job, not the individual job.
Yeah.
There's a sort of tragedy to that.
Yeah.
That's sad.
It's sad.
The job may be big, but the love is small.
Yeah. Kong, a lot of other... I can't do it by myself.
Mm.
So there's going to be other people who are married to the job with me?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You ever tried to clean out an Olympic size swimming pool?
You're like basically a polygamist at this
point. Yeah, 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 yeah. That's not necessarily a Kong.
It's not a Kong. I'm sort of pro. I'm just saying it is.
That is my relationship
with
the job.
If you're a jealous man, it might be hard on you.
Yeah, and I am a jealous man. I'm going to have to kick everyone out, and then I have to clean an Olympic size swimming pool full of trash by myself, and I'm doing it, and you're like at the fence, like, we can help.
No, I'm married to this job.
This is my man.
Get your hands off him.
Kong. Tetanus.
Yeah. Look, it's just trash.
Any relationship where tetanus is a threat is probably not a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah, look, fair.
So you said water.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of maybe what's bigger than, say, the moon.
Sure.
The oceans.
Ah.
Is big and wet.
Kong.
But mostly big.
Boats.
They're in my boyfriend.
You were worried about the moon.
In my boyfriend.
Jellyfish.
In my boyfriend.
My boyfriend controls your boyfriend.
And your old boyfriend lived in his boyfriend. Plus my
boyfriend. What is it with you and my boyfriends? That's fucked up. Again. What the fuck, man?
I don't know. Why are your boyfriends got to be up in my boyfriend's biz?
I was dating them first.
And it's weird. It's like you've just followed him. You're like, oh, who's this guy? And I can't date Godzilla, but I can date the guy he's living in.
Ooh.
And you're like, yes, this is the moon. He's my boyfriend. Oh, this is the ocean. He's my boyfriend's underling. Mm. Sam was like, he's a bit of all right.
He's a bit of all right.
Are you just trying to get to Dusha's boyfriends through?
Because you know what I'm going to do? I'm like, hey, boyfriend, the moon, can you just fuck the seas up for a bit?
Why? You're a bad friend.
My boyfriend.
You're like, this is my boyfriend, and this is like, you know, like one of his workers. And I'm like, well, he's a bit of a riot. And so we start dating, and you get like a little like a jealous bitch, have to ruin what is loving between us.
Meanwhile, me and King Kong are just happy together.
Yeah.
Until there's a tidal wave.
Like, to be honest, really, you're the one fucking up my boyfriends. First off, your boyfriend picks a fight with mine. Why? I don't know. We just want to start a family. Now you're like, fucking destroy him. Why? We were committed.
No.
He was going to put a baby in me.
Joe Hammett gives birth
destroy
to a
the
mermaid,
oceans.
I guess.
Yeah, this is upsetting. You're a bad friend. You're a bad friend.
I'm like leaning up to King Kong. I'm like, the Joel's always fight. He's like, woohoo.
You're right, Kong. It is fucked that Joel Zammit keeps picking weird versions of Joel Dusha's boyfriends.
Actually, I don't know what King Kong's ever said.
He's just Kong.
Ape talk. Well, is there anyone we just want to throw to the audience before we end this?
Any big things
any
you want to throw?
Any big things you want us to date? Whoa.
I heard Cthulhu.
One at a time.
Okay, good.
A tower? The Telstra Tower.
Not as big as Big
Kong
Ben.
Lives in Canberra.
They love it.
We made one rude comment about Perth or in Perth, and the entire crowd just turned on us. So yeah. Thank you for cheering, and also thank you to us for being brave enough to do it again in Canberra.
Yeah.
I know, we're like, well, I'll risk it.
Fair. All right. But I like Cthulhu.
All right.
He's very big, but like he doesn't care about us.
Yeah, Con.
In your old boyfriend.
Yeah.
Weird shit going on here. Yeah, Kong, Cthulhu just doesn't. I'm like, hey, do you want to go out? And he's like, I'm like,
I go mad.
I guess I'm crazy now.
I saw a thing I don't know.
Kong, beak?
Yeah.
Kong, squid face. Pro tentacles.
No.
Pro tentacles.
Kong, tentacles.
Yeah. Again,
that's
Kong,
a more sense.
Madness.
Yeah, whoever picked Cthulhu bad. Boo. Any other choices?
The Kraken.
Unicron. Pro. Voiced by a bloody fucking Citizen Kane guy.
Unicron being the big transformer is Earth, yes?
Yes.
Con lives inside the mother of your old boyfriend. There's a lot of recursive shit happening.
Yeah.
I think because we went too big.
Yeah. Pro eats other planets.
Likes a feed.
Likes a feed. Pro easy to date.
Yeah.
On a date night to be like, hey, let's go eat Mars. And like,
Pro
hates Transformers as much as I do.
Yeah, and not necessarily a Decepticon. Just a bloke who hates Transformers.
I'm going to eat him.
Yeah.
Kong, is he a lie? Like,
is a metal?
What does he
pro? He can transform you into a better version of you.
I've not.
Like,
seen
he'll give you an extreme makeover.
Kong, if he transforms, Earth blows up.
Kong, also if he goes to eat Mars, Earth is fucked.
Yeah. Again, depends which Unicron we're talking about.
I was talking about the Michael Bay one.
Yeah,
where
I'm talking
in planet.
No,
Earth.
I'm talking the 86 version.
Oh yeah, perfect for our age group.
Yep.
Hands up who's 30 or over.
Yeah. A dozen. A dozen of us.
A baker's dozen.
12 it's getting late. We're going to go home and nap soon, aren't we? Yes, we are. Good.
Hey, gotcha.
I'm tired.
Pro, similar age to Joel Zammit.
That's true.
Got it.
I agreed. It's fine.
Trying to think of like what else would be good or bad about Unicron.
I don't know him very well.
Yeah.
Like I know about the moon.
Yeah.
You've heard of it.
I've heard of the moon. Unicron.
He transforms into a lad.
Yeah, but at the cost of Earth.
Well, I don't know about the Bay version.
That's the only version I know about.
Using the 86 one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the 80s.
You got the touch.
Another great '80s reference for our crowd tonight.
You got the power.
Oh wait, that's the Transformers theme song.
Yeah.
Really strong. Yeah, you really laying those on thick.
Any other big things?
Sharknado is a shark and a tornado. I am terrified of both of them. I would be scared. Scary. Pro. Dangerous.
Con. Tornado will kill you.
Pro. Sexy.
Yeah. Pro, we'll put a baby in me, but like through force.
We'll put a baby through you.
I think I got what I wanted.
You would not know what happened if you're just like,
I think I just gave birth, but wrong.
Was that a fucking baby? How did the baby not die when it hit me?
Strong baby.
How tough's that baby?
It's a tough baby.
It took my whole gut. I'm alive for a while for some reason.
That's fine. You don't need your stomach as far as I'm aware.
Kong with a Sharknado is that it's a tornado. It's always on the move.
Yeah. We'll leave
Kong
very
can't
quickly.
Settle down.
Yeah.
If it does settle down, it will die.
Yeah.
Kong short-lived unless it keeps picking up sharks and wind.
Weird, because it's like, like a shark can't swim backwards and a tornado has to keep going. It's a kind of
there's a kind of symmetry to that. I think that's quite beautiful.
Or double death, either one.
Yeah.
Kong, are the sharks? Am I in the relationship with the sharks individually, or is it weird if I meet those sharks
afterwards? Let's ask the person who yelled it out.
All right.
As one being.
So once the sharks have left the NATO,
yep.
If I meet that shark again, he's
it
like,
he won't remember you. Different thing.
He won't remember me.
Well,
I'm not going to be like, hey, Terry. He's going to be like, oh, yeah, hey.
No, they. Because
I'm like, hey, remember when we were part of that weird tornado together? He's like, yeah.
No.
I got somewhere I got to go, actually.
Anyway. The sea, the beach.
So if you want to just move to the. I need to go through.
Oh, yeah, cool, man.
Because can't go.
No worries.
Yeah.
Why do I always end up hurt? Everyone, you know, Zama's cutting your lunch, but mine are just sad for me. I date bad blokes.
Except Kong.
I should have stuck with Kong. I love him so much.
He's so good to you.
He treats me
so well. You should call him up and see what he's doing.
I'm gonna.
Good. All right. I think you've learned a lesson, and that's a good place to end this. But before that, I need everyone on the count of three to yell out who you're voting for best boyfriend. All together, whatever we hear, we'll win. So, yeah, you understand the rules?
Yeah, good.
Okay.
No. It'll be good.
All right.
Trust me. Trust me. I got this.
All right. Yep.
3, 2, 1.
Of course, yeah.
I think I heard Kong in there.
Yeah. I heard a Godzilla by someone.
Yeah, no, see, the trick was the people in the front row had an advantage because they're sitting closer to us.
Oh.
But yeah, no, King Kong definitely won that.
Yeah, King Kong.
Because everybody knows he's going to treat us good.
Yeah.
He's a
simple boy with simple needs.
Every time you guys read having your trouble with your new boyfriends, I just imagine me and Kong watching like Sex in the City or whatever. Snuggled up under a blanket that covers me and like none of him. It just doesn't cover him. He's warm enough.
Yeah, he covered him. He got his own blanket. He's fine.
He shouldn't have his own blanket. I could get lost in that.
Yeah.
That landed on me. I'm dead.
Yeah. Careful, Kong. Calm down.
Every time he takes, he's like, I'm going to take off the blanket now, Jackson, so fucking be careful.
But you don't understand what he's saying.
What? What? Woof. Oh my God, it was the blanket. I didn't have time to prepare.
Oh, and the best thing about Kong is that he can sign language, so he can do the kind of shape in the water thing of like, me, you, together.
Aww. What a wholesome episode.
And that is beautiful.
Yeah, could have like, very
fuck,
easily.
I might cry.
And on that note... I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've also been Joel.
Thank you so much for coming tonight.